That's Made for Shelter here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios, this is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. Tonight, I've got with me my good friend and compatriot, Cadillac Kim. We've got Ian and Dick in the back, and then, best of all, is my favorite new band that you just heard, Made for Shelter, right here, right now.
We're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah.
This means it's my Saturday.
Having fun with that job thing?
The job thing is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I had like 3.5 years off of work, and now I'm a working woman again. So, adjustment.
Yeah.
Any OT yet?
Yeah, all of it. I said I wasn't going to, but then I saw dollar signs, and I was like, you can't turn that down. Yes, that's, I'll do it.
That's sweet, sweet time
sweet
and a half,
overtime
honey.
Money. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, nice. I've seen some posts of yours. It seems like you're getting back into the swing of things. Kind of warming back up to the to the pool. Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll release you back into the wild.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Up till now, Kim has been like so dedicated to the show.
Up till now.
But she hasn't been working.
And now, so now I have to do things again.
It's just odd.
Well, after the flea market.
And you haven't had time to like go out and just randomly hang out with bands on a Wednesday and a Thursday night.
Not
go to
really.
Every single show that plays everywhere.
Yeah.
I still manage my share. Like I'm going to go see Nick is playing tonight with the Lazy Universe and Roxy Colley. Jobs.
Lazy bastard, he should be here.
And I went last
week. He needs to do all of it.
After the show to see Heterophobia and
nice.
This weird ass ska punk band called Hans Gruber and the Diehards.
Yeah,
and
yeah, how was that?
They played in their underwear and jumped around the room and like jumped up on pool tables playing trumpets, and it was the most entertaining
That's a
thing.
Great night.
Most entertaining shit I've ever seen.
You had me at dudes in their underwear.
Yeah, it was great. And but, chicks, yeah. And chicks.
But I will say the trumpets on pool tables, that also is a big bonus.
I guess.
Yeah.
No, it was great. And everybody was there. It was a packed house. So
awesome.
I was really glad for Jubs at that. Because Monday night shows can be kind of...
That can be rough.
It can be rough. But yeah, they did it. They pulled it off.
Good. Yeah, well, they're going to do it again tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Pulling it off.
Yep.
Oh, but we're here making this show.
I always pull one off when I get to
Hey! Aww.
Don't tell Faith, huh?
But yeah, we are here with a band.
Yeah.
Who is this band?
We'll get to them in a minute. We got a weekend to talk about.
Yeah, did anything happen?
What do you have to talk about?
Well, me. Oh, did I do anything this weekend? Well, Nick and I were both invited by the lovely Mary Bennett over at Bruca Theater to be a part of their Take 5 2 2020, a program about getting stuff done. It was a two-night event, Friday and Saturday. It ran from 7 to 9:30. And basically, it was a little five-minute talks, how to make an heirloom, how to create a family brand, how to the art of the worst little podcast. And so, Nick,
which one did you do?
basket weaving.
Okay.
And math. Nick and I were able to give a presentation. Oh, I said, yeah, no, so drink, everybody out
everybody
there.
Everybody drink.
We forgot about that game for too many years.
Oh, God, we
we're
need
bringing
that
it back.
Right.
Because I've been saying it a lot again.
Dude, you're relapsing.
Yeah, I'm relapsing into yeah, no, so you almost relapse into alcoholism with me.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, really?
So.
Three more drinks.
Oh, God. Yeah, not that much alcoholism. So. Nick and I were invited to give a five-minute speech basically explaining what we do here on the podcast. And, you know, basically, there's the old adage, show, don't tell. We all know that, right? Mm-hmm. So we showed, not told, and we did a 5-minute episode and did, stuff with members of the audience that if you'd like to know more about it, become a Patreon subscriber. Because on Patreon, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter that you're a member, and then you get free exclusive content like a 5-minute recorded podcast of me and Nick in front of a live studio audience.
At the theater.
Recorded
not by me, but by the beautiful Mikey.
Yes, on a cell phone. And it actually, it turned out pretty well, actually. The sound quality was decent. Like,
right.
You can hear it. Like, right. It's not...
That's pretty great.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
There were some. Nick, you don't need to point that out. It is Martin Luther King Jr. today.
Yay!
Junior Day today. Gosh, that's such a hard phrase to say. Oh, away.
MLKJ Day.
Yeah. It was a great day, and I hope you all spent some time in remembrance because it's actually a very somber holiday, knowing that the civil rights struggle has not gone away. It's not something of the past. It's still something now. Yeah. Go out and vote in your caucus and election this year. Moving on. That's the only political thing I'm going to say for the rest
of the show.
Oh,
and Patreon is patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Yes, and if you sign up, you can get this cool, cool content along with the little stinger at the beginning of the show here with our band, Made for Shelter.
And they did a whole extra song that nobody else is going to hear unless you're a Patreon subscriber.
And if you're a Patreon subscriber this week, you get two bonuses. One is the Made for Shelter, and one is the Take 5 at Bruca exclusive content.
And if you sign up late, I'll send you any show you want.
Yeah.
Face.
Just ask Rick.
Yep.
He's cool. A great moderator.
Oh,
like
you give
that.
Me money, I do whatever you want.
Yeah, well, we already knew that, Rick.
Fuck yeah.
Remember that time in the woods? No.
Which one?
Sexually.
Did you guys do anything this weekend? I know you were recording the mighty Roxy Colley.
I had so much fucking fun with Roxy Colley, but it's such a great easy session because it's like some of my favorite fucking old friends are just coming over to the house. Because I love all of them so
and
much.
Then just play music to entertain you all weekend.
Yes. And it was and having Rhiannon added was a wonderful addition. I miss Veronica because Veronica's no longer in the band.
But,
But what are you going to do? You deal with what you do. Well, you get what you get, right? So anyway. But it was fucking so much fun. We had
a rousing game of Pathfinder, Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
With Veronica Dungeons last night. So.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah, I still see Veronica every week, all the time.
Oh, man. I only see her at Marianarchy. That sucks. Yeah. We should hang out more.
You should. Well, you maybe make a phone call. You know,
yeah.
Works
you
both
know,
ways.
I could reach out. You're right.
If you had time.
Yeah.
Time? What's Who has that? Any of that anymore? Speaking of time, maybe it's time we go with Kim's first thought and talk to the band.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Would you mind introducing your voices for everybody out there on the airwaves of the internet?
I'm Matt Bad on the drums and vocals.
I'm Alex. Oh, my gosh. I could have had a cool voice, but I'm going with my real voice.
Good choice, son.
I'm Sarah. I play guitar and sing a little.
Nice. Well, welcome to the show. It's great to meet Alex and Sarah. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been, what, 2 years?
A couple years, yeah.
2 years, three years since you were... remind me, what was the last time you were in on the show? Was that solo?
It was Herd of Elephants.
That's right, it was Herd of Elephants.
Have
H-E-A-R-D.
You heard of elephants?
Yeah, like a question.
Yeah. Well, good to have you back. I'm like super impressed with this little rock trio you got here.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are the kind of shoegaze indie rock right out of a basement from the 90s that I might have passed out at.
You're that old.
It's so fucking
You were in like
rad.
Middle school.
How old are
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Guys?
By the time the mid 90s rolled around, I was already a college dropout. So, yeah.
I would have guessed early 30s.
Thank you. Most. You win a cookie. Flattery gets you everywhere with me.
How long have y'all been a band?
Well, Sarah and I have been playing music since we could walk.
Yeah.
And this band started probably about a year and maybe a couple months ago with a different gentleman named Casey Barrett who plays for Morning Eyes.
Oh, yeah. We know him.
Yeah.
And, he got a little busy, so he had to step away. But before he did that, Sarah started playing bass with us. And then when he stepped away, Sarah decided to take on the role of guitar and wrote a whole bunch of new songs, which you're hearing now.
Nice. So you play multiple instruments. What do you play?
I play, I started with keyboards and vocals and then I started bass, and then I started guitar. And I can keep a beat on a set, but nothing extraordinary.
She's a great drummer.
Nothing extraordinary. You just play a whole band by yourself.
Yeah,
you know, she's a triple OG bad bitch, and I would fight the world for her.
Yeah, then we were lucky enough to, we went through a few bass players and then found Alex.
Yeah. I was actually tracking, tracking their EP at the moment, and they had a different bass player, and I just absolutely fell in love with their music when I was tracking them. And then, like, I got a call from, it was either Matt or Sarah, and I was just like, do you want to play? And I was like, oh my God, duh. Like, holy shit, yeah.
And I do have to tell our listeners that Alex is humbly toting around a 7-string bass here. He just drew a quiet light.
He's rocking it.
It's kind of bitching. It's really pretty.
Thank you.
You'll see a picture of it on the website.
He's also a guitar player, too. Like, he's amazing.
And I bet, do you have a 12-string?
I do, but I usually play, like, I like 8-string and 7-string guitars, kind of like a gent boy, I guess, on guitar.
Do you play everything in drop D?
Drop Z. And I'm going to music school, and I still said that, so.
Oh, my God. Where is your handlebar mustache? No, you've got the proto-dreads. Yeah.
See, right? My grandma was so proud.
Where are you going to school?
UNR. I'm going into my last semester for a music degree there. I've been studying under Hans on upright bass.
Congrats. That is a great program that we know a lot of ne'er-do-wells and almost have-beens to come out of.
I
look forward to your future as a bartender here in Reno.
there's too many good bass players here in Reno.
Either of you also go through any schooling, or are you just like real musicians?
Wow.
Our parents they're like hardcore musicians, and we just grew up around music our whole lives.
So you are sister and brother. That wasn't a nickname or like, hey bro, hey sis. Woo.
No,
that's
no,
like actually, for real.
Yeah.
How old are you guys? Like, difference in age.
12. I'm 30.
And I'm 27.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Matt is so laid back. His speaking voice is 40 decibels lower than his singing voice. Yeah. I'm not making that up.
Are you up on the mic?
Number.
I am. I'm right up on it.
No, he's just so laid back.
Hey, man.
Sorry, man. No, I keep it chill.
No, I'm there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm not complaining. I'm marveling.
It really brings you in.
So were your parents in bands growing up? Did you?
They actually met in a band when they were going to
North Texas State University for jazz.
Yeah, and that's how they met, and they got married shortly after. And then had Matt, and then had me.
Did they still play?
Yeah.
Raised like a couple little stage hands.
Did they live in Reno?
They actually live in Carson, and they have a music lesson business called Music Lessons Unlimited out there.
Nice.
They've had
very cool.
There for a while now. Yeah. So, and my dad gigs around Tahoe, and my mom does music for like short films in Carson City, and they're very musically active out there.
That's awesome.
Rad.
Shit, we should have them on the show.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We can have you all in the family band.
Yeah, there,
have you ever
while.
Performed as a family band?
Oh, yeah.
Like, of course.
In church growing up a lot, too.
Yeah, did you ever, like, make any, like, stupid VHS DVDs and send them out as Christmas cards to people or anything like that?
That's a really good idea.
If there is, I want them all.
Oh, and make it cheesy as hell. Matching outfits and everything.
We totally should have done that. Yeah.
Do you guys still do it.
Do you guys know the Gateses?
No.
Vince Gates?
Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
I mean, because that's Ivan an entire
Gates.
Musical family. As you're describing
Carson
this, I'm like,
family, yeah.
I'm like, why does this sound so familiar?
Yeah. I know.
There's Ivan. Another Carson musical family.
I don't know a lot of people, or I met them, and my memory sucks, and I have I don't know anybody's names anymore.
That's
Who
so
are you?
So I can so see
what
them.
Am I doing here?
It's not important.
You say you know Ivan, Matt?
I do know Ivan. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
The whole family is fucking just amazing.
Again, also multi-talented musicians and stuff.
That's cool.
Featured on an upcoming episode of
We should battle them.
Yes, oh my God, we got a family feud with the two of you.
I would marry Steve Harvey today.
Steve Harvey is not the quizmaster in this house.
Hey.
I am.
You will learn this.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Harvey's already like everywhere anyway. We don't need him here too.
No. No.
Should we get another song?
I think it's about that time.
Okay. What song
are
we doing?
Do you need more coffee? You
look I would love more coffee.
What? Ian?
You don't need to snap, you jackass.
Yes.
Not an intern. He'll just call you a jackass.
That's okay, but still come get this man some coffee.
Ready? One, two, three, four.
Sweet.
That felt so amazing. Oh my god. And then I'd be like, oh, they did that chord thing that I really like. Oh, I love that so much. And then the snare thing when you did da-da-da-da-da with snare, that was fucking so
all these technical
sorry.
Terms.
Fuck.
So technical.
Guess who didn't go to music school?
Guess who makes some money working on music?
I know, he's got 10 legs.
I
up
don't
on
deserve
there.
It, you guys.
you make a money.
One so, money unit.
Do you guys have an album I can listen to? Because I'm going to do that tonight.
We're about there.
Yeah.
This would be great music to be maudlin over for any reason.
Oh, God.
Music to be maudlin by. <That's> I'm going to get to kind of self-righteously angry, but keep it to myself because I'm like in a coffee shop.
Thank you.
No, this is great stuff. Really, really blown away.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Ian.
Yeah.
I did play in a band with you, and that was a killer band, too.
Wait,
yeah, it was.
You guys were in a band?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, we've known each other for
Isn't
years
crazy?
Now.
Tell me about that.
It was Sage's Fire. It was like I guess the best compliment we ever got was
that
from a comfort.
That sounds real tough.
Yeah, it was real tough. We were in a like acoustic band with two guitars, a banjo guitar, and a drummer. But the best compliment we ever got was that we sounded like if Tool took acid and decided to play bluegrass. So, like, that's a pretty epic
That's
epic
not bad.
Compliment.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah, we were quote-unquote progressive folk is what we called ourselves.
Ian, I had no idea you were a musician.
Ian's
what?
A killer
Ian told me this.
Never mentioned this.
I've even heard Sage's Fire.
Yeah. We actually remastered, like, quote-unquote remastered a track.
It was from one microphone that was in a cardboard box.
Oh, yeah, it was a cell phone. A cell phone microphone.
That's how we used to do it.
Yeah,
I want to hear that. Master.
Can we find those recordings anywhere?
Oh, I have them still. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can show them to you guys.
Possibly featured on an upcoming episode.
Get in the next band.
If we have nothing else for the Patreon show.
Next time a band calls in, we'll just like feature your guys' as non.
Oh yeah, and we'll just put you in the hot seat. We'll put a lamp in your face so you can't see us. Make you sweat and ask you even really more awkward questions than we've already asked you before.
Oh God.
We have to come up with some creative ones because he's heard all of ours.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. This will be like the gynecological version.
No.
Give Ian a mental pap smear.
That's hot. That's really hot.
No, thank you. Question mark?
Oh well, you better hope nobody cancels on us.
Yeah. I'm gonna like force them to come. I'm gonna show up to their homes. Like no.
Give
you're coming.
Rides.
You're coming.
Yeah. Matt Carr lives in New York now, so I don't know where to find him.
Yeah, I haven't heard hide or tell of him since he's moved. So, and then I don't know what happened to Max, but yeah.
Last time I saw Max, I was homeless in Portland, and I saw him at the bookstore there. I was like, Max, what are you doing here? He's like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of schlepping around.
Hitchhiking.
But yeah, no, that was like 6 years ago was our last show, something like that. So
you guys were like 14?
I was 23.
Yeah, I was
14.
Basically, yeah.
To us olds, that's, yeah.
No, I remember what it was like to be under 25, and I was 14. Yeah. I was 14 with a job and insurance and stuff.
I don't even remember what it was like to be under 25.
Like car insurance, not health insurance.
Okay, I was like, damn, dude, you're a
No, I was the college dropout years. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 22 to 24 is the last time
That's
had
actually
hair.
When I dropped out of college, so yeah.
It's true, kind of the definition of balling has changed.
Yeah.
Like, having insurance,
financial stability and some health insurance.
Not right. Like, Fendi.
Dude, I got
a
something in
car that runs, I'm balling. You know.
I can afford to eat this week and pay rent. Whoa.
So are you guys online? Do you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We have one song on YouTube.
I have a Grindr.
It was the song that you just heard.
Ooh. Nice. Look for it, ladies.
Will you read your Grindr profile?
Swipe
on
right.
If I had my phone on me, I would.
Well, you should talk to Rick after the show.
Oh. Yeah, for real.
Swipe right.
Very few men have touched my dick lately.
That's a problem that I can solve. Absolutely.
I just need someone to touch it.
Touch his bald head.
I think this is the furthest we've gotten into the show in like a year
without
talking about gay
soliciting,
stuff.
Soliciting for Rick.
If we had actually set the timer, we'd have gotten like 20 minutes.
He's going to touch you.
Alex, honestly, the show is normally way more gay.
Yeah, we usually get to gay stuff in about 2 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just been waiting this whole time to ask to suck your dick, but I just I wanted to be polite because this is my first time on here. I didn't know the etiquette and didn't know.
Would you mind some possible fellatio later? That's the polite word.
Yes. Toy your mustache a little bit while you do
a
it.
Spot of fellatio.
A spot of fellatio.
And I'm not classy either. You
can just take I haven't showered at all today. It's been a long day.
It's been a week, baby.
Oh, God.
Going down.
Oh, my.
Oh, she's shaking her head over here. Like, what do I do with
she's
this voice?
My, yeah, she's my disapproving older sister.
So, do you have any upcoming shows that we should know about? Anything booked in the near future?
Yeah, one at Holland on February. What day is
February
it?
February 1st.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Start the month, Rabbit Rabbit, with Made for Shelter.
Yeah, and then after we do that show, we're going to take a break and finish the album.
Nice.
Have you been playing out in Reno much? Or
a little bit. We played a show at Holland on December 15th, And then we played at Alive in the Desert.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
I'm working with those guys now on the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. They're
fuck yeah, Reno Punk Rock Flea Market.
They're cool,
yeah.
Man. They're cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
We played at West Street Market.
Yeah, we played at West Street Market.
Oh, I love that place.
I think that was in November.
Yeah.
Have you been playing down in Carson? Any cool gigs down there?
I play with some jazz groups down there, but that's kind of aside from this band, so I won't bring that up. But it's like, yeah, no, there's.
Feel free to plug anything you do.
Yeah, gosh,
Is it meandering Dreck jazz or is it like old school?
It's like some pretty straight ahead, like Charlie Parker head, some bebop.
Okay.
Real shit. Some heavy changes and getting to play with some really amazing cats like Mick Valentino, Tony Savage. I mean, some real fucking legends from around this area, and it's just like a huge honor to get to play with those guys. I mean,
fucking rad.
And where do you play in Reno?
Played at Emerson on Wednesday. Third Street. Occasionally sub with the Frank Perry combo. A myriad of different little clubs that host jazz shows and that kind of thing. Cool. And
dude, is there any place around town that's doing like Dixieland or like big band stuff?
Oh yeah. There's the RJO. I don't play with them. The
Reno Jazz Orchestra.
That's some big band. There's the Joe Gray Orchestra. I do play upright in that. And then there's a Third Street Frank Perry band that usually has Frank Perry and Graham Marshall's dad. Oh my gosh, the silver-haired fox. I can't think of his name right now, his first name. But they're ragtime, straight-ahead jazz, some Dixieland shit. You should go check that out. Wednesday nights at
Third Street?
Third Street, yeah, which is now Shims. This kind
That's
of,
a cool bar.
I'm just going to keep calling. It's still Third Street
it
bar because it's
Third
on
Street
Third Street.
Extra steps.
It is with extra steps. You have to enter from the alley like a real speakeasy.
Ooh, oh, no shit?
Quote unquote speakeasy.
Extra steps.
The front is like disguised as like a hardware store.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Shims. Get it?
Shims Outfitters. Yeah.
Huh. I'm just so humbled to get to play with these guys. I mean, this duo right here, Sarah's ear is just one of the best ears that she hears harmonies and just the chords she comes up with. Not having a great knowledge of theory either and just coming up with some of the shit she does, I'm just like, holy shit, why did I waste all this money?
Should have just been born with two musicians.
I know, right? Yeah.
Is your family musical?
No, not at all. I'm from Kansas City, and
Missouri expatriate. Yeah.
Oh, actually,
are you
the Kansas side? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Fuck you guys.
So did you move to Reno for school?
I actually kind of moved out here, kind of just to get myself straight. I started touring with bands at like 14 and 15 back in KC, and I was touring with like 21-year-old dudes and older than that, and it was just like gotten to some stuff I probably shouldn't have had, and just basically got shipped out here to Ski Bum Boot Camp with my
like
dad.
Sex,
and
meth, heroin?
Yeah, all the if you can think of it, it was probably there, and got sent out
dude,
to
I
Ski
can think
Bum
of some wild
yeah
shit.
Boot camp with my dad, and just eventually landed here studying under Hans and then meeting a bunch of amazing people like these guys, you guys now. I mean, there's just such an amazing community here in Reno. And I'm just so thankful that they've been so accepting.
Glad you got to tap in on it. Yeah.
Did you do both kinds of scat?
Yeah, you know, I paint with my shit.
Well, then the other kind where you just don't talk, but you sing. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With scat in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, oh, God, scat on scat. Fuck yeah.
It's double layered.
Scat on scat music.
I need a shower.
Should we do another song in the quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's have a little song to wash that out of our mouths, and then I'll have some music for you.
Okay.
There's no could run away forever, but I'd be missing this old sound. It's always stories of together. Here's to climbing our way back, getting all caught up in the weather. I'm sure you're kind of tired of cutting.
You guys are fucking just damn. This is rad. Fun.
You guys are
music.
Really good.
Yeah,
dude. Everything you and all your shit sounds really good. Yeah. Like your snare sounds amazing, and all your fucking that just sounds.
Thanks,
rad.
Guys.
The guitar, very everything. Well put together musical.
Yeah. You guys don't suck at all.
That's like the best compliment I we feel practice. Like I've ever gotten.
We practice a lot, so.
Yeah, I'll have another band that'll never talk to us again after today.
Right.
Stop.
All right, Rick.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite segment of the show where I'm going to ask the band questions they don't want to answer, questions that'll make them cringe, questions that'll make them take risks. Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
They're really enthusiastic about this. So excited.
I'm pumped.
So, shall we get started? Your very first question today I'm going to ask in honor of Mr. Nick Ramirez. You're on a celebrity road trip. You have any car in history and any celebrity in history that is on the road trip with you. You are traveling from point A to point B that will take a long time. Who is the celebrity? Who is the car? What is the car? See, like how I did that, like Nick?
I'm going to go with a Ford GT.
Okay.
And with?
I would say, wow. Let's go with Stalin.
Oh, dude.
As he is today or at his prime?
I would say
ooh,
in
maybe
his
teenage.
Prime.
Prime?
I feel like I won't have any problems with cops or anything like that. I'm going to be driving pretty fast in the GT.
See, I'm on this. I would want like a 97 Dodge Caravan minivan with like Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's a much better choice.
Rolling around eating Slim Jams, getting high and rest stops across America.
Yeah. And we'd have a relationship, so it'd be really cute and shit.
Oh, like a bunk beds and back. That kind of thing.
Have a relationship.
Well, I'm horrible with favorites, but currently I would probably want to take a ride with Lizzo, and I would probably want to ride in, probably anything, maybe something I've never been in, like a G-Wagon or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Like, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah. Hey,
that sounds
that trip
great.
Last
yeah.
longer.
It would take a long
That'll
time.
That'll be a long-ass road trip, fighting off bandits and shit. Arrows
it's like Dungeons
sticking
and
out
Dragons,
the side.
Man. It'd be great.
I would have to channel my D&D character for that.
Kim?
What's the first album you ever bought with your own money?
50 Cent, like a G-Unit album from way back in the day. I was in like third grade and was like, oh my God, I'm going to go hard in the club. So, I don't even know what a club
that
is.
That middle school like, club. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Math like, club.
Dry humps and shit. Confused.
Wow. Sarah?
I can't remember the first one I bought. It was probably something off of iTunes, but I think the first album that I like really remember would be it's a Norah Jones album, like one of her first albums, I think Come Away With Me, and my dad gave it to me, actually.
That's music of my generation.
Okay,
you
boomer.
Kids don't know nothing
I like
about
her
music.
Old stuff a lot better. I mean, she's still great, but yeah, I like cool. the old stuff.
The first album I ever bought with my own money was Miles Davis's Kind of Blue.
Oh, that's
fitting. That's fitting. Nice. That's very fitting for you, Matt.
You were 57 as an eighth grader.
I was definitely
going to class in pressed suits.
Those kind of fucking choices are going to lead you to be homeless by the time you're 23.
That's what happened.
You did go through a suit phase in high school. We don't have to talk about it, though. I love you, Matt. Love you.
I called it. Ian?
So you're being led down the green mile to a gas chamber. You can have any celebrity comedian next to you painted as a clown. Who is that celebrity?
Dave Chappelle.
Henry Kissinger.
Chris Farley.
Wow. Matt, what was your answer?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, wow. Okay, strong answers.
I really
very strong answers.
I don't think Alex is killing it.
Yeah. Because the correct answer is Jerry Lewis, and that was the closest without going over. Yes. Henry Kissinger.
Oh, my God.
Rick?
What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted?
SpaghettiOs.
Oh.
Without question.
Good question.
One time I walked into a Walmart and I made a sandwich. I opened up some bread and I took it over to the mayonnaise and I put some mayonnaise on there.
Sarah's shaking her head. Yes, and, this really happened.
Put some cheese on there and some meat and then I just ate it and walked out.
Was this during your homeless phase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was willing to do anything at that time.
Gosh, probably.
But
like,
you know, nonchalant, laid back, that probably pays off in that kind of situation.
I mean, nobody stopped me, so you know.
I'd be scared to.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Sorry to interrupt.
I don't know
you,
if
Sarah.
Sarah's ever shoplifted.
I don't know if I ever
have. She's an angel.
I took some saltine crackers at church one time.
Oh, they want. No, yeah. You mean like out of the kitchen area?
Nobody was looking, and nobody was looking, and it was like in the kids' area, and like. I don't
kids
know.
Body
like,
of Christ.
Where
yeah.
we lived was like at the parsonage, so we're like basically attached to the church. And like, it was, yeah, I just like took some crackers and I felt so bad about
well, you're
it.
You're going to hell.
I want
know,
you to know somebody was watching. Hell. And his name is Jesus.
Jesus is always watching.
And he was quietly going, "You go, girl." Give me a thumbs up.
Yeah,
it was
going
to go to waste anyway. Waste not, want not.
I don't think there's anything.
It's probably the worst thing my sister's ever done.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're so
Jesus
sweet.
Died for your sins.
So get your money's worth.
Amen. Amen. Lies make baby Jesus cry.
That's Little Riku from years and years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Little Riku.
Yeah, you should play that quote for her next time you see her.
Right, because
she,
well,
she needs to be reminded
to say
of
things
flying.
Like that.
Anyway, next question. Upon your death, where would you haunt, Alex?
Oh, fuck. Can I go last on this? And
okay,
come
Matt?
Back to me?
Where would I haunt?
Where would you haunt?
The White House.
Nice. Mm.
Which one. Bedroom?
Whatever one the president sleeps
would
in.
Would you have to wrestle with Lincoln? Like, because he's already kind of picked that.
I think
room.
Lincoln would help me out.
Get some bro time with Lincoln.
Sarah?
I would haunt wherever my husband is because just because I'm dead can't get rid of me yet, babe.
Yeah. I would haunt Dolly World. That is where Dolly Parton's being
haunted. Yes.
You didn't have to tell us that.
We're aware. We're quite.
Yeah, no, you take one look at me and like, oh, yeah.
Wait, is it Dolly World or is it Dollywood? It's Dollywood.
It's
right?
one of those
Dollywood.
I'm
I
not
believe.
Hip enough to know.
For a moment, I got excited and said, there's a Salvador Dali theme park?
That would be interesting.
That would be so
bad. The ride just melts halfway like, through.
Right. Everyone dies.
And here's a burning giraffe. Go now. Chase it. Kim.
In the apocalypse, Which would you rather eat? A worm, a cockroach, or a cricket?
Ass.
Well, cricket for sure, because I've already eaten crickets, and those are pretty good. I've also eaten worms, and those aren't as good as crickets.
All right.
Sarah looks very uncomfortable.
I'll go with the cricket. Like, yeah, make a fire, toast it up. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, I'm going with D on the right end, and I would eat ass. Yeah.
You get extra points for that.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was expecting
it. That's a cricket that somebody else ate.
Yes.
Ian.
Okay, so you're being launched off to Mars. What's the last thing you eat on Earth before you get sent off?
Oh, my God.
Your last real
Yeah, non-astronaut bullshit food.
All you can eat sushi.
Mm. Amen.
Pad Thai. All the way Pad Thai. Yeah.
Oh, God. SpaghettiOs.
I mean, you shoplifted them. Might as well.
Flavor of thievery. Like
hey, and there's something special about Chef Boyardee.
I eat them at room temperature, too, so I'm just the worst
man.
Kind
of dude. God, you just so cracked that sumbitch open and just shuffle it in.
Open and I just start
we are soul brothers,
are you sure
my
you're
friend?
Not in some punk band?
No, everyone, I actually had a Tinder date with this folk punk chick. I actually shouldn't go into that, but it was horrible. And yeah, no, I'm not. I'm a bougie princess that has dreadlocks, and I don't know how it happened. Yeah, I'm a fucking walking mess. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Ian.
I just...
Oh, wait, that was you. Rick, sorry.
What?
I knew it was one of you.
What was your favorite family vacation?
I don't...
Quickly, you're being timed.
It's been a while. Maybe when we went and saw Yellowstone or Mount Rushmore. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Traveled a lot.
Yeah. I liked when we saw the geyser, actually.
Yeah, the geyser was cool.
Yeah, that was super sick, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh.
We went to Six Flags once. That was pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that.
It was the funnest rides ever. I've never been on a family trip, so I'm just vicariously hopping onto you.
None, Alex?
Not a single one?
I mean, no, my grandma took me. But I was raised by my grandma, so, like, it was kind of like we went to Disney World once, and I guess that would be cool.
I never went to Disney World.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I've never been to either.
I haven't been either, so, like, you're the only one here who's been.
Well, fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come off like that.
Kind of a sore spot with me and my family, actually.
Well, I haven't been to Star Wars Land, and I would literally...
That's
as many dicks
thing.
Ever to go to Star Wars. It is to
is
a, thing.
It a thing.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Star Wars
it's yeah. It's like now it's Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
I would fucking
at Disneyland
my
and
child
Disney
go.
World.
You get to
Star
hang
Wars
out at the cantina.
Yes.
And go inside the Millennium Falcon. Are you fucking kidding me?
You can build it for the Millennium
What is happening?
I didn't know that was.
It's a whole bunch of Star Wars nerds, Kim. Get used to it. It's tattooed on my body for life.
Can I just compliment your fucking Fallout tattoo on your arm?
Ah, thank you. The Pit Boy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't see that.
Appreciate it. I also have Tetris and stuff.
Hell yeah.
And a bunch of crap.
I have trashy white trash trailer park tattoos.
Nice.
Hey,
my very first
points.
One was made with a guitar string, a mechanical pencil, and a tape cassette recorder by a guy named Vern, who lost a gold chain in the fryer at McDonald's about 20 minutes after we closed and thought, I'm fast enough, reached in and grabbed it.
Science.
They let him go a couple days later, and he filed a claim for workman's comp.
Yeah.
Was his arm ever the same?
His arm was fine. The skin was a little pink.
Crunchy.
Oh, that's so awful.
And mind you, I got this tattoo from that hand after it happened.
Oh, man.
That's impressive.
So he could still tattoo, so it was fine.
What an idiot.
Yes.
This is Missouri, right?
Yes, this is St. Louis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're
he's pretty smart,
too.
Though.
Yeah, I grew up in the Lou.
Very
all right,
nice.
yeah. See, we're soul brothers.
I know.
Yeah. All right, we're going to jump over. Oh, well, should we go to... Let's go into the deep end of the pool real quick.
Oh, God.
No, you don't want to?
No, do it.
It's your question.
You haven't hit me with anything.
Oh, not that question.
No.
Pleased to be describing the age and circumstance of the first time you made love. Call it this time.
Oh, that question's fine. Not
question. Not Rick's question.
I thought you were gonna hit me or something real.
Oh, it's coming later.
No, Rick, don't.
Please. God. Yeah, no, the first time I did it was in like 7th grade and like I didn't really know what I didn't even get in and I was just like, oh wait, I'm not into this. This is fucking I guess I like dudes kinda. And that was the thing, and then I found out, oh I like both, and now
well,
I'm just
when was
this
the first
walking,
boy?
Probably like
Fishing.
Oh god, it's a I'm a whore. Like, just to be flat out, like, I'll fuck anything. Chick, dude, fucking refrigerator, whatever, dude. if you give me any resemblance of human attention, I will date you for 2 years while you abuse me and then cheat on me and then I wonder what happened. So, yeah.
Ladies, gentlemen, we have a contestant.
Come on down.
Sarah?
The first time was...
With your husband, of course.
Yes, on our honeymoon.
Wow.
On Timber Cove, off the coast of Highway 1. It was great.
You were How old were you?
I was 23.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, my first time was in the basement of a punk house. It took, like...
Typical boy.
A few seconds. I was 22, though.
Oh.
You beat me.
Even a later bloomer than I feel ashamed. I salute you kids. You guys,
hey man, we're about the same time. You're cool.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I fell out of it. Sarah's still about it.
Yeah.
She seems real confident in it. Yeah. All right. Rapid fire questions. We're going to start with who do you like better, Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, Beatles for sure.
Elvis.
None. Like, I mean, I guess the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm not really huge into either, but I mean, God, but then...
Okay, all right, let's change the question a little. Who wins in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Well, the Beatles,
there's more
numbers.
Of them.
Yeah. Elvis knows karate, though, man.
Have you seen
man?
Them with their shirts off? They don't
Matt
have a pectoral
knows.
Muscle between them. It's awful. Elvis would wipe the floor with those skinny
fat
dudes.
Fat Elvis or skinny Elvis?
Oh,
Elvis
good point.
I got money on fat Elvis.
How did you say that?
Elvis would just kick him with his moves.
Get back, Jack.
Karate.
Pull your tongue out by the root.
Zombies or vampires?
Oh,
that's so
vampires,
hard.
Vampires, because then I can glitter in the moonlight or sunlight or however that works.
Vampires, for sure.
I mean, like, being one, or just which do you prefer?
Which do you prefer?
Vampires. Yeah. Because they're not going to get their stuff.
Guys,
anywhere.
You can just jump in with rapid-fire questions at the end of this.
All right, in a universe, you can only have one of these. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
What? We are not, I quit.
What?
Fucking quit this. Fuck this.
Sorry, Star Trek has brought me so much joy.
I love Star
Trek. Are you ready
so
to watch?
So many more hours
you
of joy.
You got CBS All Access, Matt?
I love Star Trek.
Are you going to be watching Picard this week?
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see
Picard
what
or Kirk, though, Matt?
Kirk.
Oh, you fuck.
Oh, God, that makes
what?
No sense to me. No, I won't. I'm not.
He's putting out. He's literally taking these strings off of his bass guitar. He has given up music.
I'm
for
hanging
life.
Myself with them.
Sorry, man. I love Star Trek.
Burgers or dogs?
Burgers. Dogs, because yeah.
Burgers.
Matt, I didn't hear your
burgers,
answer.
Burgers,
okay,
for sure.
Okay. You got to speak up a little in this quiz.
Sorry,
I'm hard of hearing.
I'm
old. You kids and your good hearing. I can't hear high notes anymore.
He is quiet, if it helps you feel better.
Beat up or arrested? Which would you rather be?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Yeah.
See,
actually,
but
you
getting
arrested
what?
Usually
I'm
comes with a free beating,
answer.
So, you know.
I'm changing my answer to beat up, because I have been beat up a lot of times, and it's really not that bad, but getting arrested is a whole line of bullshit.
Fucking A.
Puke or diarrhea?
Puke. I do that all the time.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Yeah.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Would you rather have cold sore or a Coldplay song stuck in your head forever?
AIDS.
Coldplay song stuck in my head forever.
A cold sore. You can get rid of that.
That's also true. I didn't. Oh yeah, I guess I didn't take into account the forever part.
Literally every waking moment from now until the end.
This isn't an either or, but this should be a fairly rapid answer. What's the most unusual place you have made whoopee?
crickets. Crickets.
Not the bed.
Theme park. Unusual.
The theme park.
Yeah.
Okay. When you were with grandma.
Yeah, no, it was crazy, dude. I mean, you've seen that shit on Pornhub.
That's never
we all
real.
Have.
Matt.
I was in a tent, and it was on the side of the road, and there was some other people. It was daylight. It was weird. People were around.
We're still exploring. I'm pretty old-fashioned.
the guest bedroom.
The couch. This.
We're not like, I don't know. Like.
All right, no, that's quite far.
Rory, she's somebody's sister.
We're not in a hurry to like do it everywhere, like, you know.
You don't
like,
need to be, really.
Right.
Like, that, life
that,
is so
that
great.
That comes after 40 when you're really bored with the other person.
Or you just stop doing it. It's fine.
One or the other. There's no in between.
It's just dust. No.
Oh, gosh.
That's your sex life, not everybody's.
Nothing comes out after you masturbate 6 times in a day. Well, speaking of masturbation, what are your favorite keywords?
Oh, dude, fucking... Come back to me on this one.
He's got to think about it.
Yeah. Come back to me on... That'd be an interesting search result. Matt?
My favorite keywords? Probably bondage.
Okay.
I don't have
Sarah
one.
Has
I
just
like pogs.
A yeah, it
pogs.
Nope.
Pogs, MILFs.
What's a pog?
Big dick.
Fat ass white girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know.
PHAT pog.
Sorry about all this, Sarah.
Sarah, I'm sorry.
I don't mind. I do not mind.
No. Basically, if she's got a fat ass and he's got a big dick.
She has pulled her beanie over her eyes and is staring at the ground.
I always wonder which portion of the show is the band going to call me later and ask me to chop out.
This. Yeah.
The whole second
to my grandma
of the quiz.
Like this.
Oh God!
Is Grandma gonna listen to the show?
I hope so.
Hey, hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
All right. Last round of questions, Ian.
Oh man. Drawing a blank. Wow.
Okay, Rick.
Who wins in the fight, Donkey or Walrus? Walrus.
Oh, Walrus.
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 Irish wristwatch.
Did you say a donkey or a walrus?
Yes.
Correct.
Definitely
who wins in
a
fight?
Walrus.
I mean, a donkey's a little bit quicker. And they're stubborn as hell. I'd say donkey.
I'm going to go with walrus.
Matt?
Walrus for sure, dude. They got them tusks. They're fat.
Oh my God. But they're so soft, and the donkey has those hard...
That's
hopes,
true, but I feel like... It
it's
just,
blubber, man. It bounced.
It just, yeah, exactly.
Kim,
absorb
last
all
question?
Of those hits.
Nope, pass. All right, I'm going to tabulate your scores on my calculator here. And I got to say, with an outstanding presence and a commanding lead, Alex is our big winner this week.
Hell yeah. Alex.
You guys are way too sweet.
It's mostly because you've wasted a lot of your life on drug and sex and have funnier stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not something to aspire to, kids. And if you're a kid listening to the show, you should really turn it off and ask your parents.
Yeah. And be like Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah, be more like
Sarah.
We
all should be more like Sarah.
Talented, kind.
WWSD.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
We all have a devil inside of us, guys.
Let's have a song.
Yeah, what song are we doing?
Sarah actually really enjoys drawing mustaches on people's pictures as she walks past them on billboards. She's a vandal of the old school style. Just a little curly mustache.
Yes, yes.
Snidely whiplash. All right, let's have another song, and I think we're going to say goodnight here.
Yeah, what do you guys want to do? Indiana?
Yeah, you guys want to end it on a Indiana or a clemency?
I'd say Indiana.
Okay, let's do Indiana.
Who are you going to talk the show out, or and we'll just end on the song?
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess we could just do it that
way. Is there anything coming up?
Yeah, we've got things coming up.
Ian, tell us what's happening.
So this weekend, we have Weapons of Mass Creation are playing at Picnic Friday, 9 p.m.
My God, I'm working. Fuck.
And then Saturday, still at Picnic, we have Adam Springob and Aaron Ryder.
Oh, that's fucking badass. Adam's amazing. Cool.
And then, of course, here in a couple weeks, Kim and I are both going to be there. You guys should be too. The Reno Punk Rock Flea Market, February 8th and 9th at the Generator. It's going to be fucking awesome.
That's a lot of fun.
Come down, enjoy some great music from your local punks, and a whole bunch of DIY crafts and everything in between. I mean, we've got cars that we're going to smash. It's going to be awesome.
And I just announced the lineup and the actual event for the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market 2020 kickoff party at 40 Mile. It's going to be Basement Tapes, Heterophobia, and from LA, CC Potato.
Fuck yeah.
40 Mile is doing free brats on the patio, and we have special limited edition patches for the first 100 people through the door.
Well, then I'll have to be there.
Is deodorant recommended?
No, 40 Mile is the hipster bar for dirty punk rockers.
Yeah.
It's okay.
They wear deodorant.
40's the greatest.
Nice, nice. That would have been a selling point.
Yeah.
I would also like to bring up that over at Good Luck Macbeth Beth Theater, one of the friends on our our sponsor family here on the show. We have the comeback tour, the return of Miss Ginger Devine. Ooh. 5 years ago, Miss Ginger Devine voted Reno's best drag queen, retired from the stage in a memorable one-woman performance. Undressed, a one-weave show. But she is back with new stories and new topics. All this weekend at 7:30, both Friday and Saturday night, we do have VIP tickets with champagne seating. Tickets are 15 and 20, advance and door, and 30 for the champagne seats. So please check it out. It's always entertaining. The Miss Ginger Devine, a creation of Chris Daniels, our managing artistic director.
Ginger and Chris are the best.
Yes. So, check that out. Kim, do you got anything coming on, like anything going on that you know?
No, my whole life is punk rock flea market right now. That's all I'm doing.
I'm even having to do the posts again, so sorry for the lack of quality.
Yeah.
We've really enjoyed having you on the show, Made for Shelter.
It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, you have awesome. Such a beautiful home studio here. I'm even at loss for words.
Have you ever been in this room?
No, I've never.
Oh, my God,
you have to come and check it out.
I'd love to see your
house. All sorts of antique furniture that old ladies give him.
Right.
You guys are a great band. Everybody, please go check them out on Facebook. Check them out on YouTube. Instagram, you said?
Yeah. We will have an album by the end of the spring. It'll be up on Spotify.
Fuck yeah. Sweet.
Nice.
Can't wait.
You can also find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. So spread the word, share it with your friends, and give us a like on your favorite platform. That really does help us out a whole lot.
Oh, and one more time before we go. When's your guys' next show?
February 1st at the Holland Project.
Awesome.
What time? Because they start on time, motherfucker.
7 usually p.m. 7, yeah.
And do you know who you're playing with? Local or out of town?
Yeah, there's mostly out of town bands, I think. Nice. Yeah, and then there might be one of Brigden's bands there. I can't remember the whole line.
Lord Brigden.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, this has been an exciting and great week. I'm happy to have you on the show. For Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, Ian, Nick, Chewy, and Strice, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and we do love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
One, two, three.
Good heavens, man, haven't you any righteous indignation?
Backwater Studios.
In this world, Elwood, you must be oh so smart or oh so pleasant. Well, for years I was smart. I recommend pleasant. You may quote me.
Yeah.